If you listen to the audio commentary from the photo 2 weeks ago, you'll know that I wasn't super happy with how that particular picture turned out of whatever purple flower that was, dogwood or magnolia or something. This, however, I am super pleased with how this turned out. This is possibly one of the best photos of this type of flower that I've ever taken. And something about it, the bright purple of the flower, the branch in the background, the couple leaves at the base of the flower. The lighting is kind of what really does it for me. And I don't know if you can tell that, but this is right as the sun is coming up. I called it daybreak, and I think this was on my way to work. I was biking to work, and I biked on the east side of the library, and here's this tree with this flower. And these flowers are quick. You don't catch them within a day or two, and they're gone. So I actually purposely brought my 85 millimeter lens. I forget if it was my full frame or my crop sensor, but I brought my 85 just because I wanted to try shooting with it to see what I could get with it. And I ran across this scene here, and I thought, man, this is exactly what I'm looking for. I tried a couple different pictures. I honestly don't remember what my aperture was here. I don't think it was wide open because that lens is a little soft at 1.8. It's not necessarily soft, but you get these weird artifacts. They call it chromatic aberration, where you get these kind of fringes along the edges of sharp areas. So I think I probably shot this at 2.4 or 2.8. But I got really close to this flower and was able to get it positioned just right in the frame. It doesn't quite touch the vertical stick on the left-hand side, so I like that it's kind of self-contained within the various elements of the composition. I like the lighting. I'm just so pleased with how this photo turned out. And this is kind of one of those success stories. And there's nothing, you look at this and you don't think, wow, that's a brilliant photo. Well, at least I'm guessing you don't. Because to me, it's done well, but you don't really notice. If this were done poorly, I think I'd notice right away, and I'd probably look at this and think, oh, that's a pretty bad photo. But to me, something about this just works. It just fits, and I don't know if I can explain that. I hope you like it, too. I hope it's a photo that you enjoy looking at, and I wouldn't say this is my white whale that I've been chasing forever, but I happen to take this photo, and I think it worked out pretty well. So I don't know what that says about anything, but anyway, that's this week's photo. I'm done.